Being a traveler is a metaphor for our station in this life. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Be in this world as though you were a stranger or a wayfarer." When someone's a wayfarer, they travel light. They carry with them very few things, so they can be ready to move on as and when needed. They don't settle or put down roots deep, keeping free from attachments, because they know they're not staying. They plan to move on. The reality is that this life is not our final destination. Therefore, we shouldn't put our focus on getting comfortable here or be too preoccupied with achieving stability as defined in dunya ways, as we are often encouraged to do in this contemporary orientation to a life of consumerism and within capitalist economies. We want to focus instead on finding stability in rooting ourselves in surrender to Allah, no matter where we are. The status of a stranger in a strange land is such that the stranger doesn't fit in necessarily. So based on the Prophet's saying, alayhi salatu wasalam, we're not looking to follow along and do what everyone else is doing in this worldly life, in the dunya, where people tend to live as if this is the final destination and strive for success only as defined by this worldly dimension. What he's saying is that we should not consider this our home. We're just passing through. We're here on a temporary layover. And when one is a stranger, in order to make their way, they should be open and kind and approach everything with humility, not assuming that they know everything, not being veiled by this false confidence of familiarity. The stranger remains vulnerable and really must trust in Allah's guidance and protection. We tend to do the opposite, feeling safe and secure in what we think we know because it's more apparent, what we can see and measure and appear to rely on, the asbab. But this can be a false sense of security and can also become a way of avoiding the reality of our true identity, that this place is not our true home, and that we are more than the outward personas that we project to the world. Our identity as souls should make us long for our true home in a realm beyond this one, our final destination with Allah in the Akhirah. So when we shift our perspective and see ourselves as travelers passing through this realm, and don't look to root ourselves and this sense of belonging in our worldly lives as our primary objective, then we can open the doors to allowing Allah to guide us to find our true path as His servants, and to make room for growth beyond the station that we're in. If we're not weighed down with the attachment of our nafs to external circumstances, then we're better equipped to continue on the path and keep journeying. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, "What is the dunya for me? An example of me and the dunya is that of a traveler who naps under the shade of a tree, then departs and leaves it." This dunya can pull us in and distract us from our journey, but it also provides ease and protection and refuge. We do need rest. We need shade in this life to gain strength and to rejuvenate for the journey. And then we must keep moving on to what lies ahead. When we are seasoned travelers with the ability to navigate the inner landscape in our own souls, as well as the outer landscape of the things and people around us, we can be in the world and not of it, confident in using the tools of navigation to travel the rough seas and the oncoming winds of the calamities that will befall us. We must learn to be wayfarers in this way station of life, moving forward from station to station, changing our inner state and surrendering ourselves to Allah on this continuous journey of life.